from you. God, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, Lord. I thank you so much. I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your mercy, for your kindness that you send forth to us, that you've given to us, to God. God, even when we don't deserve it, God. God, Lord, even when we ignore you or we turn our hearts from you, God, you're faithful. You never stop loving us. You never stop loving us. Father God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, for, I just pray right now, Heavenly Father, God, Lord, for just a turning. Father God, Lord, I pray for a fresh fire to blow through this community, God, hallelujah, to blow, dear God, Lord, in the midst, hallelujah, of your people, God, like never before. I pray, dear God, Lord, for an increase of faith, hallelujah. I pray for increase of faith. I pray for a desire of your word like we've never had before. A word that lights my fire, God. Your word lights up my fire. It lights me up. It causes me to run. It causes me, hallelujah, to lift up my hands. It causes me to sing when the music stops, hallelujah. Causes me to shout your name. Not to declare it passively, but to shout with boldness. Because God is with us. Because God's my strength. He's my hope. He's my peace. He's my joy. You're my everything. God, I pray right now, God, Lord, that we, God, Lord, each one of us don't take it lightly. That God, right here, right now, because of your blood, I'm standing here talking to the God Almighty. I am talking to God. I am talking to our Father right here, right now. You made it possible, God. Never let me not take that lightly. But let me honor that God and come reverently before you. In your name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I began to think about that. Am I singing when the music stops? Come on, amen. Am I singing when the music stops? Because sometimes the music stops. Sometimes we don't have the instrumental behind us. Come on, amen. In the midst of what we're going through. Come on, amen. There's not a soundtrack that's playing. Come on, to stir me up. But I gotta just declare unto the God who He is. Amen. To bless the Lord with all my soul and all that's within me. Bless His holy, holy, holy name. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of glory. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. For me not to hold anything back, but to bless His name, to exalt Him, to adore Him. I love God's Word. I love His Word. I pray here in this house that we become passionate for God's Word. Because the more I go through trials, the more I depend upon God's Word, the more I go through things in life, it is what shields me. I don't know how we can go without it. I don't know how, because it is the light, the Word of God says, that lights my path. It lights up my feet that I might see. If not, I'm in darkness. It exposes lies that I can know the truth. That I find His truth. I find out what He thinks about me. How He feels about me through His Word. It sharpens me, strengthens me, quickens me. I was reading in Psalms 119, and 119, Psalms 19 is, or 118 is the center of the Bible. It talks about Thanksgiving. But all through Psalms 119, it has 176 verses. 176 verses. That's a lot of verses. And as you just look at it yourselves, it says, I will never forget your precepts, for they quicken me. The word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. He says, it is your word that quickens me. One after the other, here's these words that he talk about the word of God and what it does to me. It causes me to stand straight. It causes me to move correctly. keeps me, protects me. It's the Word of God, hallelujah, that shields me. It is, hallelujah, the secret place. See, Jesus said this. He says, Father, as they keep your word. I don't know, but sometimes I get wrecked thinking about the way that he thinks about me. Do you know that Jesus said that right after every one of them deserted him? They were on, they're ready to run. They wouldn't even pray with him. They weren't even at a place where that they were willing to stay just for a little bit to pray with him, to stand in that place where he was going to lay his life down and passionately give everything that he had. They couldn't even stay awake for a minute. And Jesus said this about them. He said, Father, as they keep your word, I pray that you keep them. That's what he says about you. He says, Father God, I know that they're going to keep your word. I know, God, Lord, that I pray, Father God, that they keep your word because he is the word. He says that they love you, God, that they love you. And I know, to God, Lord, if they keep your word, I know you're faithful that you will keep them. Do you hear what I'm saying? It'll keep you. It'll hold you together when everything is falling apart. It's God's word that holds you up. It keeps it together without everything falling apart. As I take hold of God's word, as I apply them in my life and I meditate upon them day and night, I begin to let them stir within me. I begin to chew them and taste them and let them realize that God's word is good. It gives me life. It's my hope. When everything's hopeless, I turn to God. I turn to his word. Whew. Reminds me that he never leaves me nor forsakes me. Place them, plaster them on my wall, put them in my heart, read them every day. Come on, amen. Because it holds me, it holds it together. Amen. Let me just, I did a men's prayer fellowship this morning. Sorry I didn't get to tell everybody about it, but we do it monthly with a couple, David Young and a couple other churches. We gather together up at Kings. So it was a good time. We gather together and pray, and it was just a really a good time, and they asked me to share and give the word, and I couldn't stop thinking about the word and about how powerful it is and how much I love it. What it means to me that this is what holds us together right here. This is what keeps me and aligns me with the truth. There's a lot of people that think they know the truth, that have their own truth about them. You know, I want you to take hold of this. I want you to hear this, that even the terrorists, the 9/11, thought they knew a truth. That they were willing, this is what's so powerful, that they were willing to die for a truth. That we know that it wasn't the truth, come on, amen. It wasn't Jesus, because he is the truth, come on, amen. He's the way, he's the truth, he's alive. But they were willing to die. Am I willing to die, amen, for the truth? Am I willing not to be moved by anything else but stand upon the Word of God? Let it guide me. Let it move me. Let it shape me. Let it develop me. Let it lift me up. Let it mold me. Let it make me. Let it break me. Whatever it needs to do, hallelujah. Let it shape me, because it is truth. And it's narrow. Tell someone it's narrow. But I'm here to tell you, becomes wide. The more I begin to walk in it. I remember when I was young and in the Lord, man, everything was like, oh, nothing made sense to me. But the more that I diligently walked after God and I sought God, it became more broad. Wider. I began to see not just his love that God showed me that he had for me, but God's love for you, Mimsy. God's love for you. God's love that he had for each and every one of us that he shed that He gave. And through God's Word, I'm just sharing something that through God's Word, as I read even through the Old Testament, and I see some things we have to understand that has to bring it through the cross. You got to bring the Word of God through the cross for you to understand, because that's the heart of God. That for God, that no one perishes, but all would have life. So God sent His Son from the foundation of the earth. But I look all through the Bible, even in the Old Testament, and I look and I see that God desired this relationship with us. The first ones that He made, Adam and Eve, they bailed. They weren't confident in His words. They didn't trust His words. They didn't hold on to them. They didn't keep the word, the garden, like God told them to. Sometimes we blame so much on God, but we got to keep the word. We got to keep it. We got to guard it. We got to protect it. We got to hold on to it. We got to let it be engraved within our hearts. You know, when you engrave something, it's hard to get it out. Come on, engraved. But I begin to look and I see all through the Bible these kings, these judges that God so desperately desired to reveal Himself to. One after the other, they turned. They would stay faithful and they would turn. They would walk with God and turn from God. I look at God's heart with Moses and the children of Israel, and how that God had a desire not just to talk through Moses. Do you know that wasn't the intention of God? God wanted to speak to all these children. But they said, we're afraid of Him. We know God's acts, but we don't know His ways. We don't know His heart. You do. You tell us what He has to say. I can't know God that way. I can't know Him by what someone else tells me. I gotta apply it. I gotta take hold of it. I gotta grab it with everything within me and eat it and partake of it and let God speak and breathe into my very being. That's what God wants to do. God Almighty is His Word, wants to breathe life into you as we partake of it. He is the bread of life. This is the bread. This is our hope. Hallelujah. Without it, we die. We have no hope without it. But we eat it. Tasting. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes the things that He says are hard. But you know what faith is? This is what faith is. Acting on the Word of God is the definition of faith. Acting on it. Responding to it. You know, I want you to hear this. That we know the Word of God. The Bible says to do all things in love. That when I know that in my heart, that all of a sudden, the Word of God will check me. Randy, it'll come up, it'll tap me on the shoulder. The Holy Spirit will tap me on the shoulder because it'll remind me of what I read and remind me, do everything in love. And it protects me. And it brings me back to truth. It keeps me out of trouble from doing things out of my will, out of my flesh that hurt people, that scar people. But if I do things all in love, or I do it be guided by God's word, protects me, shelters me. Father God, I pray right now for just a quickening right now of the revelation of who You are. I pray to God, Lord, that the passion that You've given to me for Your word, I pray to God, Lord, it's ignited within these people here tonight. Those that are watching, I pray for a hunger like never before for Your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, Luke 8 says this. It says, and now the parable is this. The seed of God is the word of God. It explains the parable of the sower. Y'all know the sower where he sowed the, it was sowed, and it talks about, it says that, the word was the seed of God. Say seed of God. This is the seed that is sown that, man, when I read it, come on, amen, it begins to get into the depths of my very being and begins to come forth and produce fruit and produce life. Come on, amen. And it says, and those by the wayside are they that hear the word that cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. It's when the devil, when the enemy comes in to try to take that word out of their heart, try to remove them, try to with doubt, with fear, whatever that might be. Come on, in every one of us, I want you to see this, that you can read this for yourself, but every one of these different ones are different moments where the enemy is always trying to disrupt the seed from planting within you. See, because he knows, he is fearful of that seed taking root. He's so fearful. Listen, do you know that when the word of God was implanted within Mary, the devil was in big trouble. Come on, amen. The seed and the hope of the world, the word of God, was placed within Mary, just like the word of God. The enemy does not want God's word to stick. He does not want it. He wants to die. He wants to uproot it. He wants to pull it out. He wants you to just put it off to the side and not care for it, not nurture it. Come on, amen. Not water it. Come on, not speak and declare it over your lives. Wants it to dry up. Unfortunately, I see so much that, man, the enemy is taking, there's people that are just, they're drying up. And I have such a passion, for I know that sometimes it's hard. But keep sowing that word into your heart. Just keep sowing. Come on. Tell someone, keep sowing. Just keep sowing, come on, amen. That we throw that word so much that the enemy cannot keep up with us. I love it. Come on. The enemy cannot keep up with me. He says, is he quoting that word of God again? I can't keep up with him. It's everywhere. He sings about it. Come on, amen. He shouts about it. He reads about it. He writes it down. Come on. That's what the enemy doesn't want you to do. To disrupt the seed. He says, and the one that fell on the rock that hears the word, receive it with joy, and has no root. They believe for a while, and when temptation comes, they fall away. Say, not me. Come on, not me. Come on. Not me. And he says, and they which fell among thorns, or they that when they have heard, go forth, and the choked with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life, and they bring forth no fruit. We are meant to overflow. We are meant to bear fruit. Tell your neighbor, it's in you. It's in you to bear fruit. You have the seed. All you need is the seed. And that's the word of God. All right, let's look at Psalms. Here's where I was today. Are you okay? Can you give me a moment of your time? 7:15, we're good. All right, you ready? Come on, let's go. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord. Amen. He says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. And listen, I read this today, and I preached this morning, but I went back to it this afternoon, and I kept reading it and reading it, because there's three things that take place. There's three situations here. One of them, Psalms 1, sorry. One of them is walking, say walking, standing, and sitting. Those are different positions.
Listen, and I want you to see this. I want you to understand that, listen, that we do go through situations. I want to encourage you. I want to strengthen you. But I want you to know that we got God on our side. Hallelujah. We got the breath of God breathing within us. As much as the enemy's coming against us, God is for me. Come on, amen. That's God's word. That began to break out of the concrete of your heart. Come on, amen. Like that one flower that just bursts out of the crack of the concrete. Come on, amen. You wonder, how in the world did that happen? Ever see that? Like a flower will come in the middle of a piece of concrete and it'll be cracked and a flower will come up.
What?
So he says, but number one, he says, listen, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel. And I began to think about this when I was, in COVID crisis in January, I kept hearing the Lord saying, I'm wonderful. Man, listen, it was the complete opposite of the way I felt. Listen, I kept hearing wonderful. And I felt miserable. I don't know if you have had COVID, but I had it. It was sticky bad. It was like really, it wasn't good, okay? And I kept hearing God say, wonderful. Where I turned, I'd see it. I'm like... And then a week later, God adds another word. Counselor. At that moment, come on, amen. I was at my wit's end. I was depressed. I was run down. I was wore out. I was physically spent. Come on, amen. I wanted to throw in the towel. And I kept hearing God say, I'm wonderful. I'm counselor. Come on, amen. I'm wonderful. I am counselor. I needed counseled right then by wonderful counselor. Come on, amen. I needed to hear from him. I needed to hear from him. I needed that encouragement at that moment. Come on. God was breathing upon me. I am wonderful counselor. I want to be your counselor. I want you to read my word and I want to speak to you through this moment. Counselors aren't bad if you go to the right one, but there's nothing better than him. He is wonderful counselor. He's mighty God. And I kept hearing that. He says, but we walk not in the counsel. That means that walking means what to do. That when you're walking, he says what to do. Don't walk in the advice of the ungodly. Come on, don't walk in the advice of what is opposite to God's word. I couldn't ignore it, but God says I had a choice whether or not it was going to be in my heart. Whether I was going to let that overwhelm me, come on, that depression, that emptiness overwhelm me, or as I was going to let God counsel me and not walk in the advice of the ungodly. The second one is a stand. Stand means that you take a position. When you stand, you take a position. Whether it's this way, whether it's that way. And he says, nor standeth in the way of the sinners. The opposite of what God's truth is. That sinner speaks of rebellious, defiant. So I'm not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm not to stand, take a position with the sin of the world. He says, nor sit in the seat. Now this one here is, man, this one's pretty powerful because this is taking a seat because everybody has a seat. Everybody has one of these. It's called an opinion.
have a... Can I tell you how I feel?
No.
Honestly, when someone says that to me, I'm not literally doing this, but like emotionally, I don't want to know how you feel. I want to know how God says I am. I want to know what God says. I don't want to know what a feeling is. What this is what I feel. I mean, get me wrong. Sometimes we feel what God, what we think, believe what God's saying. But I'm talking about your feelings. Your feelings. Your emotions and what your natural feelings are. He says, don't sit in that place. In the seat of the scornful. That means, that word scornful means to mock. And it means to interrupt. That's one of the worst things. You know what? Do you know what I mean by that? It means this, that here's the children of Israel where they're standing there and God says, listen, I have given you a promise. I've given you to go into the land. They went into the land. They went there and God says, how was it? They came back. They give their report. They said, oh, yep, it's filled with milk and honey. There's fruit there. There's apples are this big. He says, but there's giants and we can't. They took a seat on God. They sat on God's word. They interrupted the promise of God with their disbelief. And they used wisdom because in the natural, you would say, yeah, that's probably good advice. They're big. They're bigger than us. They're stronger than us. And we are formal slaves. None of us can fight. We've never fought except for Moses. None of us. How can we do this? They left out the part with God. They left out the part of the covenant that God says, I will not leave you. They left out the part that God says, I will make a way for you where nothing else can. I will make a way for you. I'll provide for you. That's what I'll do. But they disagreed and they came into covenant with a lie. They mocked God. Listen, I don't want to mock God's truth. I want my life to declare God's truth. I don't want it to mock God. Come on, amen. I don't want it to mock God, but I want it to, come on, I want it to sing of the goodness of God. I don't want my life to complain. But I want my life to rejoice in the goodness of God. I want to be like Caleb and Joshua. And they said, guys, we got this. And I'm here to tell you this. Sometimes when people walk with God, they walk with God long enough, they let the fire of their faith burn out. But I'm here to tell you, I want to be like Caleb. 80 years old. 80 years old. Close. Not that close. 80 years old. And he said, give me my mountain. I'll go get it. God, just give me the okay to go. Just give me your word and I will come into covenant with your word. I will come into covenant. That means I will bleed for it. I won't give up on it. I won't stop, hallelujah. No matter what comes my way, I won't give up. God, the Bible says that God looks to and fro throughout the earth. Somebody that will come into covenant with His word. Someone that will talk with Him. Someone that will walk with Him. Someone that won't argue with Him, that won't disagree with Him, but will come into covenant with Him. Not based upon what we see. That's why God gave us His word. He said, I've given you a word. Let these words become flesh seeds that grow within your heart and build your faith up. That builds you up so strong that you're like David. When the enemy comes in, hallelujah, that you run after them. Why? Because that word is so implanted within your heart. Whew, the enemy could not divide it. He couldn't pluck it out.
because it was so saturated within David's heart, whew, that it infected everybody else around him. God's looking for ones that will follow him passionately. Not half-heartedly, but 100%. 100% with everything within us. So, are you all right? Exodus 34. Let me just give you a couple of scriptures. We'll finish the rest of this on Wednesday if you want to come. All right? Because I'm not going to get through it. I just read the first verse. And there's some good stuff here. God spoke to my heart. I really want you to hear it, man. Psalms 34, it says this. It says, and he said, behold, I make covenant. I want to make an agreement with you. I'm going to come into covenant with you. He says that before all the people that I will do marvels. He did. We know that it was in spurts because they didn't walk the way that they should have. But there was marvels that God did. He was the pillar of fire. He was the cloud to protect them. He poured manna out from heaven. Even when they disobeyed and they wanted pheasant, he poured out from the heavens pheasant upon them. And so much that it says they were feathers were coming out of their ears. That's marvelous. So, he says, and have not been done in the earth, nor in any nation, and the people among which thou art see the work of the Lord. For it is a terrible thing. And I did research on that word, and you know what that means? I did a terrible thing. We know God's not terrible in that way. He's only good. Come on, amen. And if you believe any otherwise, it's a lie. Because I know him firsthand. And all he does is good. And he says, a terrible thing, and it means this, I'm going to read it this way. For it is I want to be awesome that I will do with you. To be awesome. It means to be awesome. God says, I want to be awesome for you. I want to be awesome. Listen, I want you to know that, listen, even if I might not see all the awesomeness right now, I promise you, when I step on the other side, God will open up the curtain and say, I want to show you my awesomeness that I did for you that you didn't see. I want to see how much the enemy was against you, but I shielded you more than you ever known, and I didn't brag about it. I want to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that their heart was so favorite and believing in God that they said, you know what, we're going to go, and even if we do get burned, we're still going to go. We might burn up. We believe God's going to take care of us, but if we do, it'll be okay, because we're not going to bow to you. I want that passion. Come on in. I want to believe in God's word so hard, so truthful, and be standing that truth to know that what God says is real, it's powerful, that I'm the evidence of what God says. To be the evidence of what God says. He says, the work of the Lord, for it is terrible. It's a be awesome. Observe thou that which I command. He said, observe what I've commanded you, what I've declared to you. God has given us a word. God's given us his word. He says, thee this day, behold, I drive out all the Amorites, Hittites, we go through all those things. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant. Tell your neighbor, don't make a covenant. Come on, tell somebody. With the inhabitants of the land, whether they go, lest it be a snare. Don't let it be a snare. See, if we come into covenant with things that God doesn't agree for you on your behalf, when we come in agreement with lies that the enemy feeds us, it'll become a snare. Come on. We can go all through the Bible and see that the enemy put snares to Cain a snare. To make him feel like God didn't care for him. So he killed his brother. He says, are you okay? But ye shall destroy their altars. He said, if you come in covenant with me. He says, oh, listen, I want you to hear this. He said that you will destroy their altars. When you come in covenant with me, he says you will break their images and cut down their groves. Whew. There's a whole lesson on that whole right there about groves, about they're kind of like totem poles, or they were trees, or they were like rows of them that were dedicated to gods. Cut them down. But it looks pretty. It's really not a bad thing. Cut them down. Listen, we find the same conversation with Gideon. And Gideon was so moved by God's word, he came in covenant with it. He came in covenant with this word. He believed that God says, I'm going to use you to overtake your enemy. All I want you to do is believe me. Don't butt me. Don't argue. Just say yes. I got the rest. I want you to have faith, and you buy it with your faith. That's how you purchase it, with faith. I've invested too much. I've invested too much. So Gideon, the Bible says that he came and he says, he called the place, he says, in the peace of God. He was Jehovah Shalom. My peace I put within you. Listen. And he built an altar. He built an altar. He came into covenant with God's word. He came into covenant with that word. He built an altar. He built a place with it. Listen, I want to come into this covenant, this relationship with you. When you built an altar for God, that will empower you, the altar, the times, the moment that you set aside for God to take hold of His Word, to let it be implanted within you. Those are altars. Those are moments where you let the Word of God saturate in your heart, begin to build up within your heart. Amen. That you take that moment, come on, to let God plow through your heart with His Word and plant the seeds. Come on. That you set those moments aside, build those altars to give God the opportunity to plant in your life. Come on, amen. To sow seed within the depth of your heart, to furrow your heart, that you begin to come in agreement with God, and you build an altar, and you said, I won't move from this place. And at that moment, he was empowered to go tear down altars. You will never tear anything down unless you build an altar first. Unless we build an altar, unless we take that time and say, God, sometimes we're waiting for God to do all these things, to do this and that. But listen, we have never taken time to build an altar. Sometimes there's those moments that God, maybe there's some hardness in my heart, that in that intimate moment with God, He's plowing through my heart, that I'm not in a place where that God can unload something to me, that I'm in a receptive place to receive it. That I'm not bitter. Let me finish. Are you all right? I'm out of breath. I ran a lot right there. This is my cardio for the week. Listen. Let me just give you this scripture here. Psalms, you can read these to yourselves, but there's confrontation when you agree with God. It's inevitable. Because the ways of this world, come on, amen, the flow of this world goes opposite. That's why God says, I desire my will on earth to be as it is in heaven.
because His will on earth is not the same as it is in heaven. So God desires you to come in agreement with heaven and bring it to earth. That you're not moved by what the earth says, you're moved by what the heavens say. You're moved by what God says. It moves you. It moves you. I want you to know that sometimes doctors move us. Sometimes the news moves us. Sometimes when you get the word that your truck's broke down, it moves you. You get one thing after the other, it moves you. But God says, let me move you. Let me move you. Those things come around, they happen. But God says, listen, that we let God move us enough. Come on, we build those altars with God that those other things that come around us, come on, amen, can't penetrate us. He said this, he says, and we do heathen rage and the people imagine vain things. He says, the kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. Say, you're His anointed. As much as they take counsel against me, listen to this, but He, you know who He is? God sits in the heavens and laughs. The Lord shall have them in derision. As long as you don't get in front of His word, you stay in it. As long as you don't try to get beyond in your own understanding to what you think is truth, but you stay in what God says, you're as Him sitting in the heavens laughing, and He will cause those around you to become in derision, confused. I want to begin to walk in that greater. More than ever, I believe it's attainable. The more that grows in my heart, the Word of God, the more I come in agreement, the less I disagree with God, the more I see it happening. He says, and He sits, He says, and then He speaks unto them with wrath, and it goes through, and He ask of me, and I shall give you the heathens as an inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth as a possession. For thou shalt break with them the rod of iron and dash them to pieces like potters. He said, be wise therefore, O ye kings instructed, but serve the Lord with fear, rejoicing and trembling. Chapter 3. The Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Not just a few. This is David. And do you know who came against David? His own son. Not just to argue with him. No, to kill him. Because he wanted what he had. He came in agreement and covenant with other things, but David was standing in agreement with God. And his son began to listen to a lie that the enemy was speaking to him. And you wonder why things are against you. Why? Because it makes the enemy angry because of what's in you. Tell your neighbor he's threatened by you. If you feel like there's a lot of things against you, I'm telling you that the enemy is threatened by you. I want to say what I feel that he is my... He says, many of these say, my soul, there is no hope for him. That's what they said. There's no hope for him. He says, but thou, O Lord, art my shield. He says, my glory and my lifter of my head. He says, I cried unto the Lord in my voice, and He heard me out of the holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 people that have set themselves against me and that are around about me. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten my enemies upon the cheek, and thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly, and salvation belongeth unto the Lord, and blessing is upon the people of God. Would you stand to your feet? Listen, he hit them so hard that he knocked their teeth out, Randy. Say it with me. God, come on, knock their teeth out. Hallelujah. Whatever, knock the teeth out of COVID. Come on, amen. Knock the teeth that's come against our people, that's come against these ones in this house, those ones in other houses that have come against your children. I pray, God, that you take the right hand of your righteousness and smack it, God, that it knocks the teeth out of it, that it has no power, that it has no authority, because God, I declare to God that it will not mock our God. It will not mock our God. But God will laugh and bring it into derision. Whatever it is. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, say that with me. Heavenly Father, let my heart come into covenant with your word. Give me the strength to stand. When things shake around me, let me dig down deeper. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for these people. I thank you, God, Lord, for the fire that I know in my heart that you're breathing right now. I pray to God, Lord, that we need the fire of God more than ever. Hallelujah, upon us, God. I pray for the fire, God. I pray for the bursting. I pray for a bursting of fire. I pray for a strengthening like never before within your people, God. As we stand faithful, as we don't disagree with you, but we agree with you, and we stand in your word. Hallelujah. God, Lord, that I know, God, Lord, that you'll show yourself faithful, because you've always have. And we'll declare with all of our hearts that we are highly favored. Come on, amen. God's knocking. Open up. Let him in. Amen.